Morgan.
Well, good morning, Grant. That was a complete fumble on my part. We did have him set up for 9:05, and for some reason I looked down and I said, let's call Grant Morgan. I guess we were just itching to get you on for the last time, buddy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We are great. You have been just a treat to have this year.
A delight.
Thanks to the Big Red Stores.
Oh, and yes.
You know, we thought we would have a great deal, Grant, with this NIL situation, and guys like you and Bumper and KJ have really knocked it out of the park.
Yeah,
I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed having you.
No, it's been a blast. I enjoyed waking up and being able to talk some football and kind of just act like I'm one of y'all. It felt fun. It's been a great time, and I'm glad I got the opportunity, especially without me knowing NIL was going to even be a thing when I came back. It was a huge blessing in disguise for me.
Yeah, we want to thank the Big Red Stores for being your sponsor.
Absolutely.
And you, I think we've talked about this. I think of all the guys, based on what you see social media, Grant, yeah, I think you probably got more NIL deals than anybody. I don't know if there's any way
to verify
that.
Or tell us how many you have. But in the dollar amount, it's somewhere between $7 and $750 million is what you make a year.
I would say you're correct on that then.
but you know, the one good thing, I know when Big Red folks talked about that, they have complete confidence.
Yeah.
And say, we're going to be one of the first ones to sign up for NIL because we can get Grant Morgan. And, Grant, I think when you leave, you know, you've been there, what, 20 years at Arkansas. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's like you've been an NFL player there. But I think that's the thing. And I know for me, guys, listen, I had a nice career up there, but the one of the things I'm most proud of is what I've done since I left. And I think, Grant, I think that's what everybody's excited about, how you represented Arkansas, and that's the way I felt as a player. And I hope you take pride in the fact that's how you're perceived, not just what you do on the field, but the kind of person you are off the field, too.
No, yeah, and that's for sure. Like, we were out yesterday out on the beach, and everyone who just came up there, like, we're so proud of you, but we're so excited to see what you do after this. And I just kind of got the sense of that, like, Arkansas is not just going to quit watching when you're done with football. I feel like everyone, that's the cool thing about Arkansas. They love being able to be a part of your life afterwards, and that's how I want it. I want to be able to have Arkansas fans, like, watch me and be able to follow along my career and want to see how I do with my family and see how I lead, and that's how I love, and that's why I love this state and how connected we are, because it really does feel like a family-oriented everything, like, no matter what we're doing. So you're definitely correct on that.
I don't think we've talked. Have we talked to him since he's won the Burlesworth Trophy?
So, I don't think so.
I don't think we have, Grant. You know, I was involved in helping Marty and Brian start that award. I guess it's been 10 years ago. And of course, we knew that if you didn't win it this year, the Razorback Nation was probably going to storm Marty's
revolt.
Ass. Yeah, revolt. So talk about winning that award and what it means to you. I know that we talked about at the beginning of the year. I think you put on the top of your Twitter page that the fact that you started as a walk-on, and that's important to you.
Yeah. So Twitter page, my tweet, my thing that's posted on my Twitter page is, remember me as the walk-on, not the All-American.
Yeah.
I actually stole that from Josh Dodson. He posted it when he was up for it and everything, and so it's pretty cool. I remember seeing that when I was, like, it was 2016 when he posted it. So, yeah, the Burlesworth Award, like, I, like, not being able to win it the year before, it felt like I literally had to start as a walk-on again. It felt like I was getting doubted from everyone again. So it made me, like, feel like I was going all over the process again. So it was a journey that made me go, listen, your one goal in mind right now is to win football games and win the Burlesworth Award. So it was awesome to be able to do and actually do both of them this year. So it's been amazing and being able to be in this journey and see how well they put that together. And because the year before, it was all online.
Yeah,
the ceremony,
that's right.
Was, and now this year, it was at Crystal Bridges, and that was amazing. Like, Marty and them did a great job of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea for them to do that. And, of course, you know, I don't know if anybody in the history of college football, not many guys, Grant, that have been where you were three or four years ago and where you are now, the turnaround that the program has made. Again, as a former player, I was a team captain. It was tough for me to watch what was happening in the program. Had to be even tougher as a player to deal with that. The fact that you were a part of that just a couple years ago, and now you're on the cusp of winning game number 9 on New Year's Day Bowl, it's just been an amazing journey for you.
Yeah, this is a journey for sure. And I honestly, everyone's like, oh, I hate it for you that you had to go through those years. I don't hate it. I think the way that we did it, it's making this so much more sweeter right now.
Sure, you betcha.
It's making us love Coach Pittman even more than when we ever had. If we would have had every year we were 8-4, then this year we'd been like, oh, they did the last 3 years. No, like this is literally, I said it the other day, this is our national championship, and it is because we haven't been to something like this. This is our biggest game we've ever been played in. So we're treating it as such. So we're excited to be able to play Penn State and just be able to be out here in the door this week. Like we've been grinding. We've been getting after it. This is our first day to be able to sleep in because we've been going at. We've all decided that we wanted to work out and practice in the mornings just so we have the afternoons off. And it's been fun. It's been campus treat is great. The Outback Bowl treat is great, but we're treating the Outback Bowl like it's our national championship. So we're excited to play. And we wouldn't want the past couple of years to be anything. It was definitely hard, but everything happens in your life for a reason. And this is why I think everything's so sweet right now to us because. We had to go through those bitter times.
You betcha. We are thankful to the Big Red Stores for sponsoring you, Grant.
And, yeah.
And we're talking about Penn State. I mean, it's been one of the stories of the bowl season, not just the opt-out, Grant, because the opt-outs happen everywhere, but we've never seen a team lose five starters on one side of the ball like Penn State and then a couple on the other side. What's it been like for you guys dealing with that and knowing you're facing a team with that many opt-outs?
Yeah, it's definitely tricky because you think about, like, who the next guy's up, like, who do you have to kind of see for? That every player plays differently. But at the end of the day, and you can kind of see similarities in Coach Franklin and Coach Pittman, but at the end of the day, they're going to get whoever they have ready to play. I kind of go back and think about LSU last year for us.
Yep.
Like, we have no D-linemen, and Coach Pittman was just as confident as anybody in our room saying, listen, we're going to get whoever's ready. We're going to get them ready to play because we can win with whoever we have. And that's how Penn State's going to come out. We got to be ready to play no matter what. Be able to say, listen, those guys who play, they're going to be so juiced up that they're playing that they're going to come out just as hot as anybody. So we got to just be able to go out, play our style of football, and play fast, and start fast. We're excited that we only had two. But to think about it, like we're none of the players who are thinking about opting out or that aren't opting out. We're sitting here going, we don't care who's playing on our team because we know we're going to have guys playing super hard. We know if the guys who, like Treylon Burks, if you can't fault him for what he had to do, but if he were to play, he would play his heart out. And if now he's not, he's rooting his heart out just because he knows he is a Hawk through and through. Same with Trey. So it's cool to see that and know what type of team we are, but we're going to play our ball and worry about us just like we have every other game and not really about worry about what numbers are playing over there, but what they're going to do, what they play with.
Now, we need to mention real quick, too, I mentioned to Grant, the new addition to the morning team is Justin Moore. And, Grant, you said you're familiar with Justin's music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have. Me and Timmy always talk about it. I actually met him when he came down with Coach Bielema one time during a practice. So I got to shake his hand and say hey. But that was back when I was on the red shirt. I was the one. Getting blocked by Frank Ragnow every day at
Scottsdale. It was funny. Grant, I came to a practice. I think that's what you're referring to. And mm-hmm. Brett and I were good friends, still are good friends. And he goes, you want to talk to the team? And I go, I mean, what the heck am I supposed to say? And I actually called your brother out. I don't know if you remember that, but so I spoke to the team for a few minutes and. Drew was might have been his junior year maybe or something like that, junior senior year, and told him that he was one of my favorite Hogs, and you've become that as well, man. I just want to say, I as a guy who throughout my career I've tried to wave the flag and represent Arkansas as best I can, no matter where I'm at. You've done an incredible job of that, and I think you epitomize what it is to be an Arkansan and a Razorback. I just want to say, man, from a Hog fan for life, thank you for being a Hog and representing the state and the university. In the manner in which you have, and just real quick, the only question I got for you, I know you played for what, 7, 8, 10 coaches, something like that.
Yeah.
Coach Pittman and I have been great friends for a long time, and when he was here earlier, and And I know the attributes that make him such a good human being, which I'm sure contribute to him being a great coach. But I'm just curious, maybe as opposed to other coaches you played for, not to disparage them at all, but what makes you love playing for Coach Pittman, you know, maybe more so than anybody else?
Yeah, I'd say Coach Pittman, the first thing when you started talking about him right there, the first thing that popped in my head is how, like, transparent he is with us. I always say he's genuine, but that's honestly the truth. He tells us more than any coach has ever told us before, just because he says, listen, like, y'all are the team. Like, I'm the one who's supporting y'all. Like, I'm in this role to be here for y'all. This isn't my team. This isn't Coach Browles, Coach Odom. This isn't Coach Fountain's team. This is the players' team, and he truly treats it like that. Like, he's the only coach that straight up said, listen, this is what we're doing throughout this break. This is what we're doing throughout this, because this is what I think, this is what we think as coaches. And usually it's like, this is what we're doing, be there for this, and then they don't tell us anything else. He's the most genuine, open-minded for us, because that's how he knows to win games. Is the players are the ones playing at the end of the day. And he's the one who's kind of the first one who's bought into that, saying, listen, like, the coaches, no one comes Saturdays to watch me coach. Like, people are coming to watch y'all play. So it's been fun to be able to play for him. And if you sit down, and I'm sure all y'all have, but when you sit down and talk to Coach Pittman, you can tell his love for Arkansas, and you can tell that he wants to be here. We don't want someone coming in here and saying, hey, this is a great school and all, I want to coach the Razorbacks, but, like, they've been saying, listen, I want to be done as a Razorback. I want to be completed my career as a Razorback. So, and when he says it, he means it. He's no smoke and mirrors around here. He's straight through and through. So it's been fun playing for him. But as a man, the way he handles himself and the way he handles himself around us, like, he treats us as 120 of his kids. And that's the way, like, we want to be treated. And that's how we want to have a dad figure up there playing and treating us like that. So, it's been a blessing. This guy's been out 2 years with Coach Pittman.
All right, Grant, Roger Scott here. One question for me, and that is, well, two. Number one, are you doing an NIL deal with the Giraffe? And did you hook them horns in the picture there at Busch Gardens?
The Giraffe, for sure. The NIL and I are, no, not at all. Yeah, turned around and just booped me on my head, I guess. And then the hook'em horns, I'm going to probably slide that into almost every picture for the rest of my life, just because I can't say I lost to Texas ever, so I'm good. I'm going to slide that in there.
Horns, and a boy.
That's awesome. Buddy, hey, go win number 9 tomorrow, and somewhere down the road, we'll talk to you again. And you
as a doctor.
It, as a doctor, or whatever you want to do. Most importantly, get that win tomorrow and enjoy the end of an amazing senior season for you, buddy.
All right, I appreciate y'all having me. Thanks, Big Red, again, throughout this whole time. It's been great. It's nice meeting y'all and being able to be here and do this throughout the whole year. So, go Hogs, baby.
Go Hogs. Go get them, man.
Thanks, Grant. Well said, buddy. All right, we'll take a break. Be back live from Tampa, Florida.
All right, Dan.